So, Nigel, you actually just got into graduate school, so you know all about the application process.
Yes, that's correct. I just got into grad school. I'm studying international relations. The process for this school wasn't too tedious. It didn't require a GRE or any long essays or too many references. The other schools I was considering required the high test scores, application to be submitted 3-4 months in advance. So the process can be pretty tedious.
Now, each time that you apply, did you have to pay an application fee?
Yeah, some of the colleges I was looking at, upwards of $150. This one was less expensive. It's a smaller school.
Wow, $150.
Yes.
So that limits how many schools you can apply to.
Yeah, depending on your funds. So I actually really like this program, and despite having researched everything else, I chose to stick with this one. I only applied for one, and they let me in, and...
So you just went solo.
Yeah, I did.
Solo.
I did. I looked at this college, their plan for international travel, and I fell in love. So nowhere else had this program.
Yeah, and what's the school?
Webster University, their international relations program.
And where is it?
It's in Bangkok.
So you said that for your program, you didn't have to take a test like the GRE.
No, I did not have to take the GRE.
Okay.
No. I haven't taken it yet. I don't want to.
You don't? Why?
Because I'm sure it has a math component that I don't want to have to worry about.
And you're not a math person?
No, I'm not.
So the GRE is what, just math and language?
I'm not really sure. I know it's kind of like the SAT. They want to look at, what is your potential when you get to grad school? So I think it does have maybe a composition section, critical thinking, math analysis questions with numbers.